I'll let you have it, bro.
DM training.
Wade, where are you going?
Hey, is this Wade?
This is Wade.
How's it going, Wade? It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Not too bad. You excited for the, you know, the big holiday weekend coming up?
What's that?
You said you excited for the big holiday weekend?
Can I put you on hold? I got another call coming in.
Yeah, you're fine.
You still with me?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier in the summer about some equipment we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to fall back at the, you know, around September, so you guys are doing out there in Helena.
Oh boy, I'm getting blown with calls. Can you hang again?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, I'll make it quick, Wade. I know you're busy. Hey, we talked earlier about some pre-approved equipment early in the summer. Just wanted to check back, see if you had any trucks, you know, or any capital you were looking to bring on.
I'm always looking. I've just been looking since I started this business, but I still owe 40 G's on the bank loan.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just kind of curious, I mean, what would be my payments on something like $80,000 or so?
Is that what you're looking to pay off, is $80,000?
Well, I want to...
Or you want to bring on about $80,000?
I want to take on $80,000,
uh-huh.
See if I can't buy a new truck.
Okay.
And well, I just want to know what my payments a month would be on $80,000.
Right. Well, we have a few different programs, so a few different things. We have equipment and capital. So if you were looking to bring on the truck, we'd be, you know, more under that equipment. And then for the refi, we could get you some, you know, just some cash to refi that with. We have a working capital program over here, so we could also get you some, you know, some extra spending cash for that for the business. Give you a little better idea, though. The working capital programs are daily and weekly payments. Just depending on which program you do qualify for would, you know, determine with the payback amount and whatnot. To give you a little better idea, though, we base it off of sales. What did you guys do in sales last year for 2015?
Oh, geez, I was in the hole.
Slow year for you, or?
I don't really know the whole understanding on all this
Oh, it's fine. It's I can help, you know, better explain it to you too. Basically, what we do is we take 10 to 15% of what you did in sales, and then we go ahead and unlock that to you as, you know, basically just unsecured cash for you to use as the business, or for the business. So I mean, you could refi that with the bank, like you were talking about, payroll, inventory, whatever like that. And then the other programs we have are for equipment financing. So that would be, you know, like financing the truck that you're looking to bring on.
Right. But would I be spending like $1,000 a week?
It just really depends on the amount, you know, which program you qualify for, if you, you know, just factors like that. That's kind of why I asked on what you did in sales last year to give you a better idea.
Right.
I mean, even maybe a ballpark on what you guys did, you know, this last year, 2015?
I think I was right there at about 100,000.
Okay, and then what are you guys tracking for this year?
Probably gonna get less this year.
Is it just like a slower year for you guys, or I mean, what's going on?
Well, this summer was dead for me. I don't know why. It just, people aren't camping, people aren't moving, people aren't getting in wrecks. I guess it's just a good thing all the way around for me.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna ask you that actually. I'm actually really familiar with Helena. I used to play against Carroll College in football, and I was gonna ask that, you know, it gets pretty busy for you guys in the winter with all the snow up there.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be busy, and that's what I'm. That's probably why I'm in the hole. I'm dumping so much money into these trucks, keep them on the road, and I'm like, I might as well just sell all these trucks and buy one good one, you know.
That's not a bad idea too. Is it basically just you running the show, or?
Yeah, I cut everything back. I cut a whole bunch back. I'm the only operator. I'm also dispatching myself. So yeah, I'm a pretty busy guy.
Oh, I can imagine. Just, I mean, really running everything by yourself then, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, being an owner-operator, you know, the laws here in Montana, I'm not obligated to give myself, you know, 3 days off, 2 days off. I can work 24/7.
Yeah.
I can plug right through it, and, you know, the law is not going to stop me.
Right.
But if I hired somebody, I got to give them 2 days off, and...
Yeah.
I've been just plugging away with it myself.
Yeah, I understand.
And I've been keeping up with it pretty good. I mean, I had to shorten my distance. I'm now 50 instead of 75 miles.
Okay.
So I just shortened the distance a little bit, but that didn't really hurt me, because do they really pay me for that extra 25 miles versus if, you know?
Right.
So I'm just filling the math out and playing with the cards, you know.
No, it's fine, and I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out, too, and, you know, just to give it a shot, because, you know, we probably, you know, have a few different programs that could really help you guys. I was going to ask you, too, what's the distance that you service, too? Is it just, I mean, how far outside of Helena do you go?
Well, I go 50 miles in a circle.
I was just going to say all over, so just about all over, huh?
Well, I would go as far as Butte, and I go as far as, you know, Craig, and I go as far as Garrison, and I go as far as Three Forks the other way.
Uh-huh, right. So yeah, kind of what I was asking.
I used to go a lot further. I was going 100 miles out of my way, but...
Uh-huh.
Then I dropped it down to 75, and I found out that I wasn't really losing money by dropping it 75, and now I dropped it down to 50 because of the wear and tear on the trucks, you know.
I'd
rather have the truck closer to home.
Yeah, oh, exactly. You live out there in Helena, too?
Right, yeah, and I mean, I had five. I just sold one. I got four trucks now. And really, do I need all these trucks? No, I don't. I'm a one man show, so I can pretty much
sell all four and buy one big one.
Well, I got one big one, and I'd like to keep it and sell the other three and get a decent rig.
Okay, I gotcha.
That way, if the one decent rig breaks down, I got something to go retrieve it.
Yeah. Yeah, got to be able to get your own cars, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's it's a catch 22 when a tow company sees a tow company needing a tow. They gouge us pretty hard.
I was just going to say, I mean, you can't be calling, you know, Jerry over across the street to come tow you.
Yeah, they would hammer me pretty good.
Yeah, that's a safe move, too. To give you a little better idea, too, I mean, what's your credit like?
I think my credit's right in the middle of the road. I'm not super, I'm not bad, but, you know, I got a bank over here that I've been paying on $140,000. I'm down to $40,000. She said that she wouldn't add to that, but she'd definitely give me a chunk of change to buy another truck. I just have two payments, and that's what I didn't want.
Right.
But I talked to all these tow companies around here. You know, I'm a baby, 3 years into it.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to them, and one guy says, I'm $6 million in the hole. Sure, he's, you know, bringing in the money to pay that, you know,
yeah,
like pay above water.
Right.
And he goes, and the other guy said, you always got to upgrade your trucks. You're always going to be in the hole.
Yep.
So
I mean,
you just got to keep paying and keep paying and keep trucking and keep trucking.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a good spot, too, and you're competing with the local bank, too, because, you know, you're going to be the one to win in the end, because you're going to be the one shopping around, getting the best rates, and, you know, making
right.
that final decision on your own.
Right.
And then, with the credit, too, it shouldn't really be an issue because we do have a lot of different programs, you know, that really range from credit tiers A to D. So we should have some that we'll be able to, you know, see what we can do, especially for the equipment. And then you said you're the 100% owner for you guys?
I am. I do have a silent partner. But, yeah, he's real silent.
I was going to say, like, what's the breakdown on that?
I don't know. I told him, he was asking me about, hey, I noticed this and this and this. He goes, what about a paycheck for me? Because I haven't gave him a paycheck for the business. And I said, dude, you want a paycheck, you got to work.
Yeah, man.
And he goes, well, what can I do? And I go, I gave him all the bills and all this. I said, take over the desk work. Because I'm
Right. Yeah, somebody's got to do it, huh?
He owns his own business already. He just wanted his hand in the cookie jar to get his own trucks. Now he's got his own trucks, and he's pretty busy, man. And I don't expect him to, you know, run this place, but if he wants a paycheck, he's got to work.
He's got to help, right?
Right, even though you're an owner, you can't just reap the benefits. I mean, it's a small business. It's not,
yeah,
it's not something that's huge where we can just go
buy a share and
every weekend.
Yeah, exactly. How long have you been running the show out there, too?
I've been running 3 years now I've been running the show for 3 years. And
did you start the business all up yourself?
No, I took it over from Gary Landers. He had it, he started in Bozeman, and then he moved over here in Helena, and I started for him in like 2008, I think. Worked for him for a few years, and then I bought him out. He just wanted to get out from underneath it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
He's been doing it 38 years to be exact. He's been doing it for 38 years, so he wanted to retire, but I think he sold it for too cheap and didn't get to retire because, he had to pay everybody else off like I was saying.
I understand that, too. And do you end up changing the name to Wade's Elite and everything, too?
Right, it was Elite Towing of Montana, and I changed it to Wade's Elite Towing of Helena.
Nice. You got to put your name on it, right?
Right.
That's a good move. And then, could you give me a little more? I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's to get me away from all his bullshit.
No, I mean, for sure, it's your own company, you're running it. I'd want to put my name on
right.
that too, right?
Right.
But hey, I was just going to say, what about the bank too? Is it Glacier Bank that you bank with out there in Helena?
Valley.
Okay, Valley.
I bank with Valley, and I also bank with Stockman's. The truck payments are going to Valley Bank, and all the business goes towards Stockman's Bank.
Okay, I see. And then was Valley the one you had that loan out with?
Yeah, I got another call coming in.
It's fine. I can hold.
All right. Yeah, Montana State Fund drilling down my neck.
That's all right. You gotta stay busy, right?
Well, yeah, after getting rid of all all the employees, they were trying to hit me up, and I said, look, I haven't had these employees since way past January, and I finally found the digits to them, and I gave it to them, and he kind of brought it down. I guess I owed $900 for this one guy that I hung on to for the last few minutes. And so I said, okay, well, he's been hitting me up for a payment. Like I said, I gave it all to Frank, and he's been hitting me up. And I went over to Frank, and I said, hey, Frank, what about this one? He goes, I handled that one. And I said, all right. So then he just called me, and I said, look, dude, I could have swore that just got paid. And he goes, well, let me look. And he goes, yep, we're squared. Later, Wade. So that's
nice.
One more bill off my back. And
right. Yep. I understand that. Now, I was just going to ask
you. I'm doing a lot of cutbacks. I dropped my Montana internet was up $500 a month. I got it down to $130. So I got some extra cash going to be coming in. It's just
matter of time, right?
Right.
No, I understand too, and a lot of people use that capital that, you know, we offer for that reason too. So, you know, we definitely could help you out with that. What I was just gonna say was, what about the current situation you had with Valley too? You said that they offered to, you know, help you get that equipment.
They offered me a loan, and you know, not really necessarily. I mean, I'm pretty sure they'd want me to give them a title of some sort.
Right.
I got enough equipment right now and enough stuff in my shop to appease them the $40,000 for sure. The truck that I'm sitting in is worth $86,000 the way it sits. I can sell it for $86,000.
Yeah.
You know, and I told them, I got two other trucks that are worth $25,000 apiece. I go, right there will pay you guys off. And she goes, yeah. And I go, the truck I'm sitting in is worth 80-something thousand. I go, so how about just giving me 80-something thousand and add it to the loan that I already have? And she wouldn't do that. She'd do a separate loan. And I go, well, what's the numbers on that, you know, because I can only afford so much a month to give you, you know. I can't.
Well, yeah, you can't out-leverage yourself.
No, I gotta keep on a level, you know. Poor bastard's gotta make a paycheck so he can buy him a burger or two. You
know? No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, you can't be too over your head, right?
Right.
And working for somebody else.
Right, I've been throwing numbers at a bunch of people, and I keep getting these guys that are out of Great Falls and Butte saying, hey, I hear you're selling out, and I go, you give me $140,000, I'll give you everything I got, and I'll just take that $140,000 and start all over. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, that's any day, right?
Hell yeah, I can get myself out of debt, everything paid off with $140,000, and I'd be able to buy me a truck, clear and free. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Well, yeah, we're just going to have to...
Eventually, but I want to be able to have all of them paid for so I don't have to make that payment.
Right, right.
Maybe buy the poor bastard a Harley Davidson one day.
Right, right. Well, what about that loan you were looking to refi with Valley 2, Wade? Could you give me a little breakdown on that? I mean, like, how much it was? You said you did that, was it 2 years ago?
I think I did that, about a year and a half ago, maybe. Not quite two, but, about a year and a half ago. When I went in there, I ended up owing them $140,000. I got a big chunk wiped out because I had something like 14 trucks, and I've been whittling them away, selling
right.
them. And I've been taking, they allowed me to take a little bit of the money to put into the trucks that I have and to pay them, And so that's why I'm down, in 3 years, I'm down to $40,000 left that I owe them. And
mm-hmm.
she said, we can give you another loan. And she never did give me a figure. And I said, well, I'd like to keep my payments about where they were. I had the payments up. And then when I went in there and sold a few of them, I went and refinanced it and had the payment lessened. So I could keep it at that stretch 5 years or 6 years. I can't remember how long I had the loan for, but I told her, I go, can I get this drop now that I got the payments, and can I make the payments a little less? And she did that for me, and then she never did give me the numbers. I never did get back because, like I said, I'm a busy guy.
No, I know, but I mean, on their end, too, they usually take a while to get those back to you and, work pretty slowly, so kind of keep you hanging around, right?
Right.
But, so you said you got that down to about 40 left then?
Yeah, I only about 40,000 left.
And you originally took out 120, you said?
I had 140.
Okay, 140. How long of a term did you end up getting on that? Was that like a 2 year?
I think it was longer than that. I think it might have been a 10 year even.
Okay, so
my payments were pretty high, but now they're pretty reasonable. I can pretty much stretch that as easy as it is.
Right, right. Yeah, just trying to get, figure out an idea of it since you'd be looking to refi that. So here's what I can do for you, Wade. I'll shoot you over the application. Both the equipment and the capital are just very simple, straightforward, one-page app. And then along with that, we just require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements because we do base it off the sales like we talked about earlier. And then along with that, just a copy of the most recent tax return to get the ownership breakdown. Did you end up filing for 2015?
H&R Block got all that for me.
Okay, so yeah, you don't have any extensions or anything for 2015?
No, we're all caught up with them.
Okay, yeah, so that all shouldn't be an issue then. And then just a quote of the truck that you were looking to bring on, if you had one of those, but if not, we can still work with the ballpark on that.
Yeah, its ballpark would be 86. I've been looking, but I haven't found the right one because I want one like the one I got at the shop.
Uh-huh.
But trying to find it with everything that I got on that truck is really hard. Mine's a 2006, and I want a 2012 or better.
Uh-huh.
So I've been shopping around, and the most I've seen was like 86 or $86,000 rigs.
Uh-huh.
And I got they're ready to go to work, but they're not what I want on the truck,
Yeah, not all the stuff you got.
Right, I want the self-loader, the whole bells and whistles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand that for sure.
Either they have a one-line winch with the auto loader, or they have two-line winch with a self-loader, and I want the bells and whistles if I'm going to spend that kind of money.
Yeah, no, I understand, too. I mean, you got to make sure you're getting the right thing when you spend all that.
Right. The only way it'd be the right thing is if it was a damn Chevy, but there ain't one big enough out there. They're all Fords.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. When were you looking to do
I'd
that?
I'd rather have a Ford than a Dodge.
I feel you on that.
Send me those apps. I got this call I got to grab.
Yeah, before I get off the phone with you, what's your email, Wade? I'll shoot it over.
It is wadeselite@gmail.com, W-A-D-E-S-E-L-I-T-E Elite@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone, and then I know you're pretty busy, but when do you think you can get that back to me?
I might have Frank take a look at it.
Yeah, I know you said he does all the papers, right?
Yeah, so it might be Monday before you see anything.
That's fine, too. I was just going to let you know I'm not going to be in the office tomorrow, so if you want to just try and get that to me on Monday, I'll go ahead and start working on the file when I get back in, you know, from the holiday. Right. Actually, on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, he's pretty busy today and tomorrow, and then he works through the weekend, but I'm sure he's not going to want to go down to my shop. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, from what you've told me about him already, it sounds like one of those guys, huh?
Well, yeah, he punches 6 days a week, you know.
Yeah.
And he's only punching what is it, 12-hour shifts a day, but.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, he does have three wreckers, so I don't know if he's got a guy running them for him or if he's running them. I'm pretty sure he's got a guy running them, but.
Right. And then the other thing, too, was if you could just attach maybe the first two pages of the contract that you had with that loan with Valley, so we could go ahead and get the details and end up refining that, see what we can do to help you out on there.
Okay, if you can do better than them, we'll be working with you.
We'll make our best effort and see what we got. We got a bunch of programs, so I'm sure we'll be able to get something that you like. But before I get you off the phone, too, I know you're out there in Helena. You ever go to any Carroll games?
I sure do.
How about how they looking this year? They still got that quarterback coming back, don't they?
Yeah, I haven't gone any games this year. I watch them practice out there. I just sit there because the field's wide open to me.
Yeah, I know how it is. I actually played for Eastern Oregon. We got a few W's from you guys out there, so.
Right on.
Yeah, I know. Carroll's the, you know, they'll never lose. We broke that streak for them.
Right.
All right, Wade. Well, I'll shoot you the email. Have a nice weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you, sir.
Yep, bye.